This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This morning we meet Aviva Health Chief Financial Officer Leah Woods. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, you are, and this is pretty amazing, one of 12 people in the entire United States to be named an emerging leader by the Geiger-Gibson Program in Community Health. What do you think about the award?
Well, I feel extremely blessed that I was nominated and honored that I received this award alongside many young leaders that are just making huge strides in the health center movement.
So talk about your background. What brought you to Aviva?
Originally, I didn't know that I wanted to go into finance. I wanted to become a doctor, and so it came full circle. I went into accounting, life happened, and then I worked at Umpqua Health for a while, and then I was recruited by the CFO at the time at Aviva, which was Umpqua Community Health Center at that time, to become their controller. And within a few years, he retired, and I stepped into that position, and I've been the CFO since.
So did you grow up around this area then, or?
I grew up in Coquille, but I've been in Roseburg for about 13 years.
So what got you from wanting to be a doctor to wanting to crunch spreadsheets and all that financial stuff?
Life happens and you change course, and I moved to Roseburg and had to make a decision on what made sense for my life and my family with schooling, and I decided that going into business would be a smart idea, and I discovered accounting and absolutely fell in love with it and fell in love with the numbers.
And how rare is that, that somebody says they fell in love with accounting?
I agree.
A lot of people do it because it's a necessary part of business, but falling in love with it, that's a cool fascination. Now, how long have you been CFO?
Going on 4 years now.
So what's a CFO do at Aviva?
So I work with the senior team to develop and implement the financial strategy primarily. Other than that, I oversee the accounting, billing, human resources, and our 340B contract pharmacies.
Now, what's a 340B contract pharmacy?
So being an FQHC, a federally qualified health center, we have the ability to participate in a 340B program, and it's where we get drugs at discounted manufacturer rates, and we're able to fill those prescriptions with our patients, and then we generate the revenue to support our bottom line and all of our programs.
So if you're interested in finance and accounting, why work at a community health center versus doing that in some other venue?
That is a great question. Working at a health center, it's a very niche service line, I guess you would say. There's a lot of complications, but a lot of opportunities also in the health center space. So we receive lots of federal grants, and we're a nonprofit. And so I think you would be exposed to things that you normally wouldn't if you just worked for maybe a private practice, or if you went into the CPA industry, you wouldn't be doing taxes and such forth.
So I understand you've become kind of an expert in Medicaid reimbursement. Talk about that.
Yeah, so FQHCs have the ability to get enhanced reimbursement through Medicaid, and that's primarily how we receive our funding to support our programs and serve the underserved population, such as the underinsured, non-insured, Medicaid. And in order to do that, we receive, it's called the PPS rate, and you really want to optimize that PPS rate, and you get reimbursed for the cost of the services you provide. If you don't optimize those costs and apply for it, you're not going to receive that rate that you normally would have.
So then that ends up making a big difference in the Aviva bottom line.
Absolutely.
So I understand you're also the executive for human resources operations, one more thing to do. What do you do with that?
Luckily, we just hired a VP of HR, and so she is making huge strides in that department. But I also help guide and develop the HR processes and all of the benefits that we provide to our employees, because we really want to encourage recruitment and retention, especially in a very rural area.
So why are you so driven to do all this? And by the way, you're not all that old.
No, that's correct. Well, we have a significant underserved population here in Douglas County, right? A lot of our population is Medicaid or underinsured, and we struggle with providers in the area, medical providers in particular. And so I think it's really important for us to maximize our reimbursement so that we can provide all of the services and programs to that patient population that may not otherwise be available.
So talk more about this Geiger-Gibson program in community health. You were nominated for it, so you already knew that, right?
Yes.
So how long a process was it before they chose the 12 people, including yourself?
I want to say it was about 2 months, something around that timeline.
So what happens with getting that? Is there any chance that they're getting all 12 of you in the same room at some point?
Yes, actually, they did that a couple of weeks ago. The award ceremony was in Washington, D.C. However, Casey Bolton, our CEO at Aviva Health, we planned to attend, but we were not able to due to the weather and our flights getting rescheduled.
And that was right after the inauguration and all that, so there was a lot going on back there.
There was, yes.
So, okay, so you didn't get that, but are there going to be other things during the year with this?
Not that I'm aware of.
But still, it's huge to be named an emerging leader in community health. What else do you do when you're not crunching numbers and using all these small little letters to describe things?
I have a family, and so I'm very busy with my family and my children. My husband owns a contracting business, so I'm very involved with that as well. I also am the treasurer at the YMCA, and so I sit on their board.
So in your spare time, you work with finance too?
Yes.
And do you help with finance with your husband's business?
I do. I do all of his books, yes.
And then you probably deal with your family's finances.
That's correct.
So this is like finance 24/7.
Yep. I live finance.
Wow. All right. Aviva Health CFO, Chief Financial Officer, Leah Woods, again named one of 12 people in the country as an emerging leader by the Geiger-Gibson Program of Community Health. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.